You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com. Today's guest is Jan Sterrett of Carolina Readiness in Waynesville, North Carolina. Jan's also the host of the upcoming Heritage Life Conference, Life Skills Conference, which will be held in Waynesville, April 27th through the 29th. And then I should mention that she's the host with her husband, Bill. Jan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be with you.
Let's start by hearing how you came to be a prepper, how you got into preparedness. What was the catalyst that really woke you up to the need to be prepared?
Well, my husband saw things weren't going right, and so he started prepping. And he would fill totes with, like, a kitchen. So we had a whole kitchen and a tote. The cast iron, the towels, dish soap, the whole thing for a kitchen. And I was like, I don't care what you do. Don't tell me about it. Do what you have to do. Leave me alone. Then I read Bill Thorsten's book, One Second After. And once I read that, it was like, we got to do something. And that's where we started. We had to... My thing was I didn't want to pay retail for all the food because we had bought food and paid $600 in shipping. And I'm like, there's got to be a better way. So I wanted to get Mountain House, but I couldn't get it unless I had a store. So we found a storefront, and we started with Mountain House and one shelf of, you know, a few preparedness items. And here we are almost 8 years later. We've doubled in size, and we could double again, but I'm not anxious to move. I like it right where I'm at.
Yeah, and then you must have a pretty big preparedness community to be able to support a store and to grow like that and to, you know, have it to where, you know, you would be able to double again if it was something that you wanted to do. There's got to be a pretty good community of preppers in your area.
Well, there's quite a few, but there's still so many people that are unaware of, you know, what is going on, and that they do need to be prepared. So, I mean, we're telling you, you need to be prepared for a year, but in actuality, I've heard other people say, no, we're looking at, we need 4 to 5 years. So if we can get them started with 2 weeks of food, we feel like we're doing good. They just think the government's going to take care of them, I guess.
Yeah, that hasn't really worked out so well in so many events that we've seen, whether it's Katrina or really anything.
Puerto Rico's
not doing so well. I know they're not really a state, and they're probably not getting the attention that maybe some states would get. But, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lack of ability of what the government's able to do to help anybody. They just... you know, they're if they can get their shoestrings tied, you know, I think that's a pretty good day for the government. As the name implies, Heritage Life Skills, that conference really focuses on training. Is that right?
Yes, we do a lot of hands-on classes, and you will actually make things, take things home with you. You know, we start with simple things like fire starting, and then we have the canning. We'll teach you how to can meat. We'll be doing fruits and vegetables. We'll be baking bread. One of the events, we had two little 10-year-old boys take the bread making class. They were so excited. They went all around showing everybody the bread that they made. And so, you know, it makes you feel good when customers come back in and say, hey, I learned to can at Heritage Life Skills, and I have been canning all year. So that just makes you feel good that at least, you know, these people are preparing and they're learning and they're teaching others, their grandchildren, whatever, you know, to learn how to can.
Yeah, food storage is great when you can buy things that are ready to go. Rice, beans, things like that are really cheap. You can buy bulk of it. It's easy to store, whether you put it in the bucket whether you put the Mylar liner, or if you just put it straight in a bucket with the Gamma Seal lid. That's just easy. But meat is one of those things. If you're trying to buy freeze dried meat, number one, it doesn't taste that great a lot of times, unless you're getting some of the really high end stuff, but that's expensive stuff to store. And canning meat is one of the things that you can do to really save quite a bit of money. As opposed to trying to buy the dehydrated freeze-dried meats and things like that, and you can can what you like. You know, we've got a lot of chicken that we've canned, and we pre-season it. You know, so all you got to do really is open it and eat it. We do meatballs, and then you can just plop them out, and we've already got the sauce in there with the meatballs, and you can plop that out and with some pasta, which is easy to store. And then pasta sauce is easy to store. It's just, you know, the meat's kind of the big thing that, if you can do that yourself, then that's really great. And then we do, we get the cheap pork butts, like the Boston butts, and we'll put those in a slow cooker and do like a mojo. And then we'll put that in the can and can that. And so that's really good because, you know, everybody's storing a lot of rice. That's one of those things that goes really, really good with rice. Or, you know, sometimes you get a really good deal on the boneless pork loins. And that's when you can just put all your mojo seasonings right in the jar, put it in there raw. Because that's one of the things when you're doing something, if you've already cooked it and then you can it, because it's getting recooked when you can it. So sometimes if you can get something that's and you're canning from raw, it's a lot better because of the high temperatures and the long cook time, the long canning time that you have to do with meat. It's better to start out with the raw meat. But yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And that's you know, if that's the only skill you learn, that's really fantastic. It's something that's going to, you know, save you quite a bit of money over the years, and it's stuff that's handy to have around anyway. And you know, we try to rotate our stock, and we eat from that fairly regularly. Mm-hmm. And then
have you ever canned bacon?
I never canned bacon. No. How does that turn out?
See, you need to come and you need to take that class.
Yeah,
because we will show you. I'm not exactly sure, but I think we're doing chicken, pork and bacon this year.
Oh, just sounds good.
Yeah, bacon is good.
I'm a big bacon fan. I'm a big country ham fan too, which is
and we did country hams, but we did them in the freeze dryer, the Harvest Right freeze dryer. Just ham steaks or whatever.
Wow.
So meat does real well in the Harvest Right. So, yeah, meat is big.
And one of the presentations at this year's Heritage Life Skills is called Constitutional Conversations. And while we're recording this, high school students from Parkland, Florida, are protesting at the Florida Capitol to abolish the Second Amendment. We already have laws against school shootings. Do you think criminals who disregard those laws would be more inclined to abide by a total gun ban?
No. No. Maybe the honest people would turn their guns in, but the criminals won't. And so, no. No, we need the Second Amendment, and we need to protect ourselves at all times.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com. Trading Post in the Woods is ran by veteran crisis responders who know how important it is to be prepared. They specialize in comprehensive natural survival remedy kits, preparedness and homesteading supplies, as well as skills training. Visit them online today at tradingpostinthewoods.com. And it seems that these kids are, they're completely buying into the mainstream media's narrative, and they're failing to do any critical thinking on this issue. Do you think this is due to a dereliction of duty in teaching these kids the Constitution, or do you think this is a result of a more sinister agenda?
It's a sinister agenda. People need to be looking up Agenda 21, Agenda 30. We do have two classes on that. This is basically a communist takeover, and they seem to be winning, which is very concerning, that people need to wake up and understand what is really going on.
Mike Huckabee has often talked about bringing his gun to school as a youth because he was in an after-school shooting club at his public high school.
Oh, yeah.
And yet Absolutely. Shootings in schools were completely unheard of in his generation. 2018's just started, and we've already had 18 school shootings this year alone. And I think they said it's something like three a week. Obviously, okay. They're not all quite as bad as the ones that we saw in Parkland, Florida, but that's astronomical. What do you think happened between Mike Huckabee's generation and now?
They took God out of schools, for one. And the rules for radicals, this is not my forte. My husband can tell you all this, but they took God out of schools. They're trying to erase history. I can't expound on this as well as he can, but it's definitely they're taking history away. They're Al Gore's telling the kids, "Oh, you know more than your parents." I mean, it's a gradual dumbing down of all our kids. And, you know, if the people don't stand up to this, in fact, I just had a fellow in here today, his kids, he put them in a new charter school, which I thought was, you know, going back to the old timey type things. And he said his son has a big, thick workbook on Islam and how great Muhammad is. So it's all over. And I don't know how, you know, people have got to stand up and fight.
Well, I think you did a really, really good job of expounding on it. And I think you hit the most important part. When Mike Huckabee was in high school, it's, if you count it off, the millennial generation and then Generation X before the Generation X was sort of that hippie generation, and Mike would have been right before that. So he would have been in school probably when the Bible was still part of the curriculum. They probably still had morning prayer in the school. After him, we took out the Bible. We took out those morning prayers. We brought in evolutionism. Which evolutionism is that's a religious viewpoint. The same way Islam says Allah is God, the same way Christianity says the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are a triune Godhead, evolution says there is no God. So it's a religious belief system. So we said, we're not going to have this religious belief system anymore that says that there's a God, that says there's an absolute right and wrong, that says there's absolute morality, that says there's a Ten Commandments, and one of those commandments is thou shalt not kill, that says you're a being built with a purpose made by a creator that has a plan for your life, and we've replaced it with there is no God. There is no absolute right and wrong. There is no Ten Commandments. If you want to kill, if that's what you feel right, if that's what you feel is right for you, if there's a, right. you know, an unborn child in your womb and you don't feel like it's right for you, then it's your choice. It's your body. You're allowed to kill that child. Our Senate just turned down a 5-month abortion ban. So we've got now, even with a Republican Senate, of course, they needed a supermajority to get past the filibuster, and you couldn't do that without some Democrats. But no Democrats. Well, I think there was two, but you could not get them to stand up and say, "Well, at 5 months, it might be a life, and maybe it needs some type of protection at 5 months," which. You know, a baby outside can live outside of the womb at 5 months. It might need a little help breathing or something, or feeding tubes or something for a few days to kind of get stabilized, because it's not really, you know, completely done at that point. But, you know, there's nobody in their right mind that thinks you're not murdering a person when you kill a 5-month-old baby in its mother's womb. And yet these people would not even stand up for a ban against that. And that's where we've come to 3 generations later. So now this child, Nicholas Cruz, he is a 3rd generation. He's part of the millennial generation that's coming out of the school system now, that's for 3 generations not been taught that there's a God, that there's absolute morality, that there's a plan for your life. He's been taught that you're an animal. You can do whatever you want. Whatever's right for you is what's right for you, and nobody else can say what's right for you. And so for 3 generations, people have been taught that, you know, it's hard to even fault him for believing what he's been told. But, you know, you figure his parents, you know, and I know that he was adopted, and so he wasn't even raised by his mother, and there may be some issues with his mother, but you know, she was a product of the public school system that said there's no God, and then her parents would have been a product of the school system that says there's no God. So, you know, now you've got, because a lot, even the Gen Xers, you know, even though their parents maybe didn't believe in God, they had grandparents that had maybe tried to take them to school or talk to them about God, or to tell them that God loves you or God has a plan for you, or to tell them, you know, oh, this isn't right. You know, everything didn't happen out of nowhere, which common sense tells us things cannot happen by itself. The second law of thermodynamics tells us that everything progresses to its maximum state of entropy. You know, out of order comes chaos, not the other way around. You can't have chaos that by itself, without a designer, without a plan, comes into order, especially these very complex beings that we are, with eyes and stomachs and mouths and brains and ears and 10 fingers and 10 toes and all of this. That doesn't happen by itself. And yet they've completely hijacked common sense. And for 3 generations, now we've got kids that 3 a week are believing, it doesn't matter what I do. There's nothing after this. There's no purpose to this life. And so they're going to school and they're shooting it up. And I just don't think gun control is the issue when you've got that.
No. No, we need to bring God back into the schools. They need to be accountable. They need to realize that they're going to meet their maker at some point. And, you know, they don't. They have no concept of heaven or hell. And, yeah, it's scary. It's scary out there.
And then the office of the far-left Broward County Sheriff, Scott Israel, his office received 39 calls about Nicholas Cruz. Cruz cut himself on social media. he announced his plans to shoot up a school on YouTube. I can't see additional gun control measures helping if there's no common sense action taken when these types of red lights start flashing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And I think they're too busy trying to find collusion with Trump that they can't pay attention to what's going on. I mean, it's very disconcerting, everything that's going on with the government and FBI and all that. But that's my husband's. He does the politics.
Well, it sounds like you're on the same page, and maybe it's just from hearing him for so much, but it sounds like you're pretty well versed right there with it, Jan.
Well, I don't know. I guess I hear it. I mean, being in the store, we have people coming in all day long venting, you know, or did you hear this? Did you hear that? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do about this? And so, yeah, it can get very animated in here in the store.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah, osmosis, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, I would really go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
And I'd hate to think that a sheriff would ever purposely disregard warnings like this in hopes that, you know, maybe there would be a school shooting in their district and they would get the chance to push a political agenda like gun control. And I'd hate to think anything like that would ever happen. But I think just from the ideology that 39 calls went to his office, he's cutting himself on social media. He's sounding off on YouTube saying that he's going to shoot up a school, and all those red lights are ignored. I think that's a really good reason for folks to get involved in local politics, local elections. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And again, that's not my area. I let my husband do that. But yeah, you've got to pay attention to what's going on. I mean, this Agenda 21 starts at your local level. We all went to the courthouse. They were going to do an amendment for concealed carry, and we filled the courthouse, told them we did not want that amendment. Paul Vallone was there. He's going to be teaching a class on the gun laws for preppers, and he told the commissioners, he said, if you pass this, we will sue you, and we will win. And we took a vote in the courthouse. Who was for this amendment? Not one person raised their hand. So guess what the commissioners did? They've changed one little thing, one area that for the concealed carry, and they passed it. So you got to start at the local level. You've got to get people in there that are not part of this new agenda. And if you come to Life Skills, we've got two knowledgeable people that are going to be talking about the one world government, UN, all this stuff that's going on. And let me go back one little bit on that. You said 18 schools were shot up. I did hear that those are one of those was a man who had committed suicide in the school parking lot, and they're including that in all this so-called school shootings. Apparently, there are not that many that would be, you know, what we would call a school shooting. They're skewing the numbers to make it look better to get gun control.
Oh, right.
I mean, you can't believe anything that they're telling you.
Yeah, you really can't.
You have to go to all the different sources, overseas TV, Russian TV. I mean, yeah, sure, there's propaganda there. You got to go all over in internet and find all these sources, because the mainstream media is not giving you the truth.
Sometimes it doesn't feel as dirty
to get the propaganda from a Russian television station like RT, you know that they've got an angle and they're pushing for something as well. But sometimes it doesn't feel so bad as being lied to by your own countrymen, does it?
No, I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. I just watched another video today that even what the weather is or the gas prices, it is totally scripted. And every one of the news stations across the country is stating the same exact phrases. Now, come on. There's somebody pulling the strings. Somebody is putting this out, and you have to follow the script. Yeah. So I don't watch TV anymore, the news and that. I've about had it with it.
Yeah, I'm with you. So
I get enough of it here.
Yeah, I kind of scan the headlines on Drudge and you know, anything I can find an alternative site on to dig a little deeper on the important stuff, I will. And and it's tough. It's really tough. And you're right. I think that we're being lied to on just about everything. If they open their mouth,
on an everyday
lying.
Basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And about
Good.
Everything, just to, you know, just to like to get you off your game for, you know, just to be lying sometimes, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Just to get you where you're not aware of what's going on. And we do have one guy's going to be teaching a class on house of worship security. So that's another thing. People in their churches have got to and it's terrible that it's come to that, but that you have to have armed security in your churches.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I
and
personally,
I think an armed congregation is the armed congregation is the best bet.
Yeah, I got one of my, actually he's going to be my MC, and he says if it happens at his church, what he's afraid of is the crossfire. He said, because everybody in the church carries. So, you know, I carry all the time. I won't go anywhere without it.
Yeah.
And people need to be aware. They need to get their carry conceal permit and be able to take care of something. I mean, if one of those teachers had a weapon at the school, it wouldn't have gone that far.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry, but
I think you're 100% right about that. Maybe they couldn't have stopped the rampage, but they could have mitigated the shooting. You know, if they'd have reduced the body count from double digits to maybe low single digits, I mean, I think I'd have to consider that a win.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that parents need to do is they need to get Bill Forrestian's book called Days of Wrath. And that is what a terrorist attack does to a school. And you better believe it's a very real possibility. In fact, 2 weeks after I read the book, they did a lockdown at our school and they bussed the kids. And nobody knew where the kids were. So when the kids started texting, telling everybody where they were, parents lined up. And they, you know, clogged all the roads trying to get to the students, which is, if you read the book, that was not a good scene. So anybody out there needs to get Bill Forrestian's book, Days of Wrath, along with One Second After, and all these other guys' books, because all these fiction books put you in all these different scenarios. And makes you stop and think, what would I do if this was happening to me? And so I fully endorse all these books.
And do you think that...
How's that for changing the subject?
Oh, absolutely. And then for the teachers, do you think that if it's a known fact that teachers there are allowed to conceal carry... Don't you think that that would serve as a deterrent for some school shooters? Because
absolutely,
they're going into these places. They know they're a gun-free zone. They know they're going to be able to shoot the place up unopposed. They're going to have a good 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes. You know, if you're in Detroit, I think 9/11 response times are 58 minutes. So, you know, you could have a good long while to shoot, you know, before anybody's going to show up with a gun.
We've got a lot of veterans out there that could help protect the schools. So, I don't know. I just, the teachers need to be trained. Law enforcement, they need a officer all the time at the schools. And they need to, I don't know how you get to the kids unless you bring them to things like this and show them what's going on. And teach them God's word. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the number one thing that we're missing. And I think that that's the, you know, I think there is a human agenda. But then I think on top, I think deeper than that, because you think about when you look at Clinton's and you look at the Debbie Wasserman's and the George Soros and the people out there that are leading all of this. These people, a lot of them are really not that smart to be putting together this type of a conspiracy. So you got to figure, how is this all orchestrated? Because, you know, looking at these people, listening to them talk and seeing how they live their lives, they're just not that with it. So I think that it's the same way Christians will, you know, are able to do things above and beyond what their natural abilities are through the power of the Holy Spirit. I think that this evil, wicked agenda is being orchestrated spiritually.
Yes,
and I agree. I think that's where the real conspiracy is in the spiritual realm. And I'm sure that there's a lot of it that's manifested amongst humans and on the human level. But I think that's a big, large part of the driver and a large part of the directing force is Satan himself.
Absolutely.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with Jan Sterrett of Heritage Life Skills. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
In the post-apocalyptic thriller, The Economic Collapse Chronicles by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, America is on the cusp of financial annihilation. Matt and Karen Baer thought they were prepared for anything, but can they survive a total collapse of the economic system? If they want to live through the crisis, they'll have to think fast and move quickly. In a world where all the rules have changed and savagery is law, those who hesitate pay with their lives. The Kindle edition of The Economic Collapse Chronicles is now available as a box set. Buy your copy at Amazon.com today.